From Books in Motion, this is Kevin Foley, reading Vegas Vixen by Dennis N. Griffin. Now let's begin with Vegas Vixen. Part 1, The Murder. Chapter 1, Las Vegas, Nevada, December 25th, 2002. It's a hell of a way to start Christmas, Steve Garneau thought, as he looked down at the corpse of the 67-year-old woman sprawled on the floor in front of him. It was only 5 a.m., and the detective had already been at the death scene for half an hour. A 10-year veteran of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, Steve had been to his share of crime scenes. Compared to some of the brutality he had seen, this killing was unremarkable. The victim had been shot once, just behind her left ear. There had been relatively little bleeding and no exit wound. The absence of a gun tended to rule out suicide. She was fully clothed in slacks and a blouse, indicating this was not a sexual crime. There was no evidence of robbery. The house had not been ransacked, and the victim's purse, containing over $200 in cash and several credit cards, was in plain view on a coffee table. Expensive-looking rings still adorned the decedent's fingers. In fact, other than the lifeless body, nothing appeared to be out of place. It began for Steve at 3:30, when the shrill ringing of the phone rudely awakened him from a sound sleep. His boss, Lieutenant Dan Daniels, had dispatched him to the residence of Christina Patterson on South Pecos, where the woman had been found dead, apparently murdered. He knew the address was an upscale neighborhood inhabited by the affluent, including famous entertainers and sports figures, and it wasn't far from the home of Mr. Las Vegas.